So I just want to talk about a couple of things that I've heard in the past couple of days, which are quite upsetting. A lot of things about this letter that's going around saying punish a Muslim. Apparently it's like a score which you have if you punish a Muslim in a certain way. And it's quite distressing. A lot of young children have been hearing this. I mean, it's distressing for older people, but especially for young children. And I think that one of the things that we need to do is really just to have a talk about this and find out what's really going on out there. It's easy to think that there's just hate in the world and focus on the negative. And while I am really upset and angry and really distraught by it, at the same time, I keep thinking that it's just something really silly, and that in actual fact there's a lot better people out there in the world who aren't engaged with this sort of thinking. They don't have these sort of they don't sit at home and have these ideas on a daily basis that oh yeah, let's go out and actually punish a group of people for no real reason. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me, which is why I'm trying to put this out there to get some sense, I suppose. And a lot of people have been asking me, how do you feel about it? What do you think about it? Personally, I obviously feel very upset about it. I feel, I just feel like it's so silly. At the end of the day, it's somebody who is, I don't know, for whatever reason, we don't know what their motives are. We don't really know what's going on in their head as to why they would even put this letter together. But I feel like really sad for them as well, because I think to myself, like, to sit there and actually think of these things, like what goes on in this person's head, where are they at? And to me, unfortunately, I think I feel actually sorry for them that they're in such a negative place, that they're in such a bad place that they've actually got to send out like these letters of hate. And I just feel like I would love to meet them and talk to them and ask them, like, what's going on with you? Like, why do you feel this way? Why do you really feel that this is something which you need to do? And what do you hope to achieve from it? Because I'm all about the positive, yeah? Like, in every situation, I always try and look for the positive, and it's not always easy. I think that it's much easier to focus on the negative and to think about all the doom and gloom, yeah, because we are constantly bombarded by negative messages. But it takes effort, it takes time, it takes commitment to try and focus and change our mind so we are, looking at the positive in every situation. Now, something like this happens, yeah, it's hard. Like, how do you see the positive in something like this? So I personally think that the way in which we can think about this is really to try and show how we can be still positive and good people in this situation, that we don't need to react in a negative way. That we're not going to attack everybody just because maybe one or two individuals are attacking us as a group of people. I'm not going to go around and say, yeah, okay, this is like, everyone I meet in the street must be against me. They must be all part of this. And I think that just breeds more hate and more negativity. And so I'm really, really not like feeling that and not thinking that. I've got young children, obviously I want to protect them, and I will do what I can. And in Islam there is this thing which we call tie your camel. There's this thing that we say which is tie your camel. And tie your camel means, yes, we leave things in God's hand, yeah. So at the end of the day, we don't think that, we can just like have control in everything we do. I do believe in destiny. I do believe that whatever's right for us, whatever's meant for us, God will make this happen. However, you cannot expect these things to happen without what we call tying your camel. Okay. And what this comes back from is, you know, if you can't leave your camel. Okay. So back in the days, obviously, you know, in Arabia, people used to have their camels, and that was like the most prized possession for them. That was like the most important thing. Like nowadays, it would be the equivalent of what, I don't know, your BMW or Mercedes or whatever it is. And, you know, this was a prized possession for them. And if they were going to go somewhere, okay, and leave that camel, then they needed to tie that camel. Okay. There was no point in just saying, okay, I'm going to leave the camel. I'm not going to tie him up, and I'm actually just going to leave him overnight somewhere. But that's okay. God will protect him, and God will make sure that he doesn't go missing. Well, no, I mean, yes, it can still go missing. There's things that can go wrong. So you need to really take one action. So I suppose it comes back to cause and effect. You need to take one action in order to make sure that you are still trying your best in that situation, and trying to make sure that you are not just, you know, saying, okay, well, everything, there's nothing I can do, and everything is in God's hand, absolutely everything. So, you know, I'm not going to tie my camel. I'm not going to take any precautions. I'm not going to do absolutely anything. I'm just going to leave it with God. Well, no, I think that is, you know, that's not the way it works. And, you know, there's lots of examples in Islam like that, which, you know, which guide us and direct us and help us to understand what we need to do in certain situations. And the things that comes to mind, or sorry, should I say, the thing that comes to mind when I think about this right now is the story of the prophet. And, you know, at the time of the prophet, he was trying to spread the word of Islam, and people were rejecting it, people weren't agreeing with it. I mean, it wasn't just like, you know, you got to imagine, this was like, there was chaos, there was all kinds of things going on. And there's this human, right, just out of the blue, he turns up and he's starting to say that this is a message. I've got this message for you. And, you know, like, everyone thought he was just like crazy. He's a sorcerer. He was this, he's that. He was accused of all kinds of things. And there was a town that actually stoned the prophet, okay, because he came with a message. He thought, okay, I'm going to try and give them some guidance, I'm going to help them. And he went to this town and he tried to give them the message of Islam. And what they actually did was they stoned him, and they threw things at him, they abused him, they shouted at him, and he left that town. And on the way he was walking, the angel Gabriel came to him and said, you know, the angel saw how destroyed he was, and he said, like, okay, so, you know, look what they've done to you. You know, you don't want me to punish them, sort of thing. We can easily just like make the mountains turn over, and you know, we can really destroy this town. And, you know, at that time, you know, you imagine, like, if it had been me or you or any other person, you know, when you're that angry and you're that upset, you want to get back at those people that have hurt you, right? You want to get back and you want to do something, okay? You want to react and you want to get them to feel maybe the same pain that they've caused you, that same anger, that same hurt, that same, you know, the same feelings that you're feeling, you want them to feel, okay? And that's not what he did. You know, the prophet just said, look, just no, don't punish them, because at the end of the day, their offspring might be better than, you know, better Muslims than any of us here, you know. And that's sort of like forward thinking. That was his forward thinking. And that shows how patient he was. And that also shows like a level of like deep understanding, and also so much positivity. Like, in a situation like that, like, how can you be positive? Yeah, it's so easy to just be focused on like the negative things and the horrible side of things. But no, you know, and it's stories like that that really inspire me, that keep me positive. Because, you know, we do hear about so many negative things. You know, there's times I don't even look at these videos, okay? There's certain videos that go around and they got some, horrible negative things happening in them. And if I'm honest with you, I don't look at them. And the reason I don't look at them is because I know that this is something which is, designed in a way to spread negativity and to spread division. Okay, I mean, that is ultimately what it's about. It's really there to divide people, to say, look, at the end of the day, there's a them and there's an us. And at the end of the day, I don't buy into that thinking. I think that at the end of the day, we are all one. We have different values, we have different beliefs, and we have different ways of doing things. But at the end of the day, we belong to the human race, okay? And that's all that matters. I don't care about color, I don't care about creed, I don't care about, anything else. If your values and your beliefs are, what you've got, and at the end of the day, and I've got mine, and you can respect mine, and I can respect yours, then that's fine. I'm not going to be somebody who is like, okay, I'm only want to talk to and deal with people who are of exactly the same value and belief, because that would be boring, right? I wouldn't learn anything if I was just talking to the people who had exactly the same values and beliefs as me. Okay, I like to talk to people who have differences. Okay, so this poor soul, this individual who has been sitting at home and thinking these things about how to punish a Muslim, how to do these horrible things, like I just want to reach out to them and just ask, like, what's going on, man? Like, what's in your head? Like, why do you feel this way? What is it that is so bad? Like, why are you in this negative place? And what can we do to get you out of that negative place? Like, there must be a reason behind it, right? There must be. And I get it. Yeah, some people might say, well, at the end of the day, it's just pure evil. Maybe. But without having that conversation, how do we know? Okay. My advice really to my kids, obviously the way in which I'm protecting them is, again, like, some people might not agree with this, is like, I've just said to them, look, we don't need to go out on the 3rd of April, okay, which is when apparently this whole thing is going to kick off. We don't need to go out. Why do we need to go out? Okay, if I've got something planned, and I mean, we are going out, then we'll go together as a family, we'll go together as a group, okay. Unfortunately, I do think there might be people who are going to take this thing literally, and they do feel that they need to do something, or they're going to want to do something, and we need to protect ourselves against that. So yes, tie your camel, okay? But I'm not saying stay at home for fear, okay? I'm saying stay at home for protection, okay? If like a few weeks ago, it was snowing. Yeah, it was like snowing. And it was like building up, and it was quite unsafe to drive. Like, why would you drive in that weather if you didn't need to? If you don't have anywhere to go, if you didn't need to really go anywhere, do anything, then why put yourself out into that danger of driving with a vehicle that you know could possibly get stuck, you know that could skid, you know that could maybe could break down? Like, why would you do that? At the end of the day, tie your camel, yeah? Stay home. If you don't need to go anywhere or do anything, then just enjoy your day at home. And I was lucky. I was able to work from home. So I just turned on my computer and I was able to work from home. But at the same time, I took breaks in between. And I was like with my kids out in the snow for a bit, and then we came back and then we do some more work and we just chilled. We watched some TV shows and we played some games and we just did some cooking. And, if I'm honest with you, we were pretty resourceful, because I didn't think that it was going to be that bad. So I didn't even collect in much bread and milk or anything. And we were just really living off what we had. And in a way, that was good, because it taught them that, we can survive. Survival techniques are important. And so I think that, you know, if we look at things more objectively and we sometimes don't get too emotionally involved, then we can be better judges. Okay, we can make better judgments. And the other thing we can do is to really, as I said, protect ourselves. Because, you know, some people might look at this and just be like, ah, this is stupid, and ignore it completely. Whereas others, you know, they're waiting for these opportunities. Okay, to have this sort of almost like an agreement. Okay, or having this permission to be able to do something. Something which will warrant their behavior, okay, and that's unfortunately true, and so we need to make sure that we don't get in the way, I would say, okay, and I know that sounds crazy, but we don't get in the way of these people, to be able to, or get in line, of these people to be able to achieve this, you know, this idea of whatever they got in their head. Okay, because they're looking for the opportunity. Okay, people want to, some people that are quite aggressive and they want to start a fight or they want to do something. I don't fully know why. Because, well, I do, but that's for a different time when I would discuss that. But it's just, you know, take a sensible approach to these things. Don't, you know, think do you need to react in a certain way. You know, we don't need to go out and start, you know, petitioning things and going on marches. And I believe that, yes, there are times when we need to do that. This is not one of those times. Okay. I think that this is just a test for us to see how we react, to see what it is that we're going to do. And we will have these tests, and we've got to be above that test. We've got to be able to show that we can rise above it, and that we can actually say, you know what? That's fine. You spread your hate. Okay. You spread all your negativity. You try and beat us down, but we won't be beat down. Okay. We are positive, peaceful people, and we will remain that way, no matter what test you put in front of us. I think that's what we need to do in this situation. Thank you for listening. I hope I've added some value to you, to your lives. Maybe something I've said, if it's offended you or hurt you, I ask for you to forgive me for that. And I'd really like if you comment or share your ideas. Thank you. It's Riff with Q.